SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. Quickly, Joe, just one other thing, and then because I know we got to get to other things in a minute.
Go ahead.
One more time. Who do you like in this Clipper Timberwolf game tonight?
I don't like anybody. The Clipper, okay. I'm on Kawhi.
You're on Westbrook Bounds? Westbrook boards?
Westbrook Browns and Kawhi. 4.5 plus money for Westbrook. And I have Kawhi over his total tonight. But I don't love it, but they suck me in.
Amazing.
They suck me in.
And well, what's amazing? Warrior Jazz game? Either?
I'm on Clay for 16.5 points.
Man, you're back on Clay.
I called it the has been special.
That's been special.
I mean, you know. That has been special. What do you want? That has been special. That's it. Kawhi.
Him.
It's great. You know what's great, Carver? I'll tell you after you welcome.
Yeah, we'll get this in a moment, Joe, and then you can tell me what's great.
Yeah.
Tell me what's great. It's not time yet. I can't do it yet.
I know.
You got to wait.
70 to 65 can wake up, eke it out is the question.
72-65. They're not winning this game. It's not happening. It's just not going to happen for them, Joe. And sure enough, here come the Pacers down 3. Unreal. She took the Pacers, Joe. Pacers is where we should have went. That's for sure. I think I'm fair enough to start doing this. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of college football back from the desert. The one, the only. Go! For the two, Joe Lisi.
Hi, Carver. Hi, yeah. Carver. Excellent intro. I missed you, buddy. Let me just tell you that. I missed you.
I'm sure.
You know, great Super Bowl in the sense that it went down to the wire, right? Overtime. First time since Tom Brady.
Yeah,
and
hell of a game.
Great game. Hit some props. I lost the game, Carver. And this is another thing. I got everybody that backed Kansas City. Oh, are you gonna step up? Are you going to step up? Huh? Tough guy, huh? Yeah. I always step up. I lost a pick. I'm not afraid to say it.
Yeah, I picked the Niners.
No, but I lost a pick. It's, oh, you're gonna step up. I told you, Mahomes. I told you. Okay, everybody's a wheel, I know. Right? Everybody's a tough guy. Yeah, I lost the San Francisco game, but I nailed some prop bets, nailed some other bets as well. Split on the total because I did have the 46.5, had 47.5, and altered it up in some parlays. The one bet that actually hurt me more than the total was not San Fran as much as Debo, because I told you, I took him in-game 9.5 rushing when he had like -2. Right, -2 yards, and he had like a 10-yard run, and I needed like a yard and a half, and he just couldn't get there. So that hurt me because I had him parlayed with McCaffrey, right, and the over 33.5 in game. So that hurt, and then 8 more yards by Juwan Jennings killed me. I would have hit it.
The halftime live bets for me, it probably would have been like a break-even day for me. If I didn't do anything, but the halftime live bet show is what really gave me the huge day because I went over the total at half, which was 36.5.
Right.
I went over that, and then I saw Kelsey was 38.5 because he had one.
right.
at halftime. So I did that, and then I altered it also, Joe, to 50. So and they could have altered it more. I mean, I didn't go that nuts because, well, again, right. like I had one in the first half. I didn't want to go crazy. Altered McCaffrey. I mean, went McCaffrey live rush over 74.5. Which, and look, a lot of these you needed the overtime to get to, Joe. There's no doubt. Purdy over a touchdown, getting one touchdown pass because he had none at halftime. So right. the halftime bets, Joe, the halftime bets live because of where the game was at 10-3. That was really what was huge for me.
Yeah, it really rolled for me. Two is 31.5, I believe.
Yeah, it did. It did.
31.5, and you almost got that over. They kicked that field goal.
Well, I got annoyed because when the extra point got blocked.
Yeah.
Because when I was at a point doing the math at one point where I'm like, three touchdowns, I'm gold. This was in the third quarter. And when the extra point got blocked, I was like, this can end on 36 now. I'm going to miss this by a half. And then sure enough, the game just dragged and dragged. Yeah. And I even needed the overtime to get that. I played that convert a fourth down in your own territory bet.
Oh, did you?
And that
you
didn't, that first attempt was the chief one in the overtime on their side, the fourth and one.
You know which one I'm mad about that we talked about that I missed? Any non-quarterback to throw a touchdown.
Yeah, you know, we always throw that around every year.
It was there.
It was on the FanDuel specials.
It was 35 to 1.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And I missed it.
It's such a hard play because these are teams, Joe, that you know, they really didn't bust out a lot of trick plays.
No, but it was
pretty surprising to see.
Debo and Travis Kelce, there was that opportunity, and it was Juwan Jennings that actually made the throw. It was just incredible.
Juwan Jennings was a few minutes away from 400-1 shot winning the MVP.
I tell you what, I would have given up the 400-1 miss to just get the 8 yards extra receiving, get him up to 50.
Did you do that live? You all did that live?
No.
Or was that pregame?
That was pregame, but I told you what I'll send it to you. I took him a half a yard in game to get over a half a yard.
I saw that. You sent me that one.
Yeah.
Now, when I saw Debo grabbing his leg, I immediately ran to it, and they had everything locked, obviously, to see what was going on with Debo, and then I got involved with watching the game, and I didn't go back to it. And by then, he had already had, I think that was close to when he caught the touchdown, because the Debo getting hurt was in the third quarter, right, Joe? Was that in the third quarter?
Quarter. It was mid-third quarter, I believe.
So I, at that point, didn't go back to it when they had it locked on me when I went to look immediately. So, look, but live betting help. Listen, we love doing it, and that's what kind of saved me. That was it just kind of started rolling for me, Joe, in that second half because the numbers were so good. With how this game was going. I did take incredible. A swipe at Kittle. I tried to get Kittle at 20. Kittle did nothing in the game.
Hey, what do you have? Two receptions, 4 yards. No matter what you yards. Did in regards to Kittle, you got crushed.
Unless you played his unders, you got destroyed with him, that's for sure. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. Man, we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. I know earlier, Joe, we already kind of went back and forth and did all the stuff with the overtime and all and the decision and taking the ball and not taking the ball. One thing that I do think, whether aside from that, that had to deal with that, like there's all these stories now, like everybody gets, well, the Niners players didn't know the rules, and this guy didn't know the rules, and this guy didn't know this, and this guy didn't know that. You know, the Chief guys, some of them didn't know either, Joe. I mean, Hardman had no idea when he scored.
No, I know
Mahomes had to tell him. Like, first of all, it's not surprising to me that not everybody knows the rules. It just isn't.
What,
second
why?
Of all...
Well, no, I get you.
Yeah, it's not surprising to me that some guys don't know the rules. Because I'm going to tell you why, Joe, from this aspect. not all of these guys, you know, there's, what is it, Joe, 700-800 players in the NFL? What's the, what, it's probably more than that.
I'm 53-man active roster, whatever. 32.
Okay, so you do the math. I'm not, it's way too, way too late at night for me to start doing that. So either way, Joe.
1696, just on the teams.
Sure, fine. 1696. Out of all those players.
2,000 with the practice, good.
The amount of players, 2,000 players, that are NFL junkies who are watching the games when they're not playing, that are engrossed in the league and every little nook and cranny that comes through it in terms of rules and transactions and things like that. If I had to take a ballpark, Joe,
okay,
on the amount of players in the league, yep, that are up to speed on all of that.
Correct.
I bet I'd be high if I said 15 or 20%.
You're absolutely right. I agree with you.
So
I think it's probably under 10%. And I
you're
guarantee
right.
you a majority now, of them are quarterbacks.
Correct. Like Mahomes, you know, he I'm sure he knows. Fine. You know, I'm sure. You know, whatever. But there's plenty of guys who are in this league. It is their job. They go out to play football. They get their check. They want to win. They're not, you know, the coaches should tell them whatever it is. But here's the other side of the coin, Joe. How about if you're one of these guys that, like Juszczyk or who was the other one, Armstead on the Niners? Well, how about, do we need to divulge that much information that we got no idea what the hell's going on? How about just, you know, just not, just saying, nah, you know, yeah, we know. How about just not saying anything at all? Instead of turning it into this fiasco that it's become now, that the players don't know about the rules. Because that's just not, no player knows. Like we just said, 10% maybe. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Just no, don't say right. anything. Who cares? Just don't say anything. What, are they going to go fact check you if you say that you do know?
No, because I think part of it, too, is frustration. Part of it is impulsive right after the game. Part of it is like, you know, we didn't even know the rules, like something like that, you know. Or like maybe why didn't Shanahan, you know, defer? Well, we didn't know the rule. I didn't know that. Maybe it came out like that, right? I just think that part of it, Carver, comes out. You're right about 20%. There's players that have great ability that aren't passionate about the game but play the game because they can make huge amounts of money. And then there's other players that have great talent, are passionate about the game of football, and love every nuance that incorporates and that encompasses.
Right. And right. those are the players that become coaches, and they continue to be involved right. in the game after they're done. And,
typically, but, I want to say, you know, those are mostly the players that are, I don't want to say successful, but, you know, have, I think, above-average careers as well. You know, whether it be,
I don't even have to go that far, Joe, because you know what? There are plenty of guys who weren't the best players that get involved in coaching or even get involved with you know, being get involved with the league, or also are analysts for the game. You know, look, there's guys out there who weren't the best players that are analysts now that are sharp about the game and they understand what's going on in the game. So I think it's, you know, I just think it's a small percentage. Like we said, it's a small percentage, you guys. I think it's been made too big of a deal out of. Like, it's the headline on like a bunch of sites still. You know. Over 24 hours later, 49er players didn't know the overtime rules. Okay, did you poll all the guys on the other sideline?
No.
Because they won, right. You're not asking them. You're not asking every guy in the Chiefs locker room who won. The Niners lost, so we're going to ask every single one of them, did you guys know the rules? They didn't ask anyone in the Chiefs locker room. That was offered up that Hardman didn't know.
Right.
No, you're by him. Right. You're it's just stupid.
But Carver, it gets exploited in situations like this. That's the problem. It's a Super Bowl. Everything is under the magnifying glass. Everything gets, you know, magnified 10 times and 15 times. And if Kyle Shanahan didn't lose, you know, his second Super Bowl, well, technically third, one as an OC,
it goes on his record as two. I know that we give him the business
yeah,
for the other
say
one.
It but as well as anybody, you know, that one with Atlanta, you know, he was driving that bus.
He's got.
Let me ask you this.
He's got a lot of that on his hands.
Let me ask you this, because this came up throughout yesterday after you left. You know, we were on at different times on the network yesterday. I brought up and Donnie brought it up too, the correlation between Andy Reid in his days at Philly to where Shanahan is right now. Right, where he had great
four straight
talent.
Years.
McNabb and obviously Terrell Owens and couldn't get over the hump. And it was only until he left that franchise that he reinvented himself along with a Hall of Fame quarterback in Pat Mahomes before he actually won anything. Do you think there's that type of correlation with Channing? Like, he's so in, so deep. The pressure's so great that they're never going to get there because he just can't handle it. And they've had multiple opportunities now with two different teams, and he's failed to step up. That maybe the only shot he gets is if he goes on to another team.
Look, this is not me taking a shot at anyone, Joe, or saying that somebody isn't that coaching doesn't matter. I'm not saying that at all, because it does matter. We talk about it all the time. But, you know, when it comes down to it at the end of the day, Joe, a lot of times you just got to have the player that's better than everyone else. And Andy was a very good coach in this league for a very long time. But the proof's in the pudding, Joe. He didn't start winning until he got number 15. And
but he drafted
you could
15.
Say, okay, that's fair.
Him.
That's fair. But you could say the same thing about Belichick.
True.
Before and after 12.
You could say that about a lot of coaches.
You can. You can absolutely do that. So, you know, this could follow Kyle Shanahan around for a while, but, you know, sometimes you need to have an extremely special player in order for you to kind of break that dam.
And let me just say this. When you have a player like Pat Mahomes, knowing the talent, and we have bastard talent outside of Kelsey and outside of Pacheco, it's like the land of misfit toys. And for him to throw for 333 and make those guys elite and rush for 66 and lead the team
in
rushing, dynamic effort. He's got three Super Bowls. Look, you judge quarterbacks by Super Bowl wins and losses. When the game's on the line, you definitely want Pat Mahomes with the football. No doubt about it.
Carvin Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisa, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here. All right, Joe. So we got to get right back at it, right? I mean, this is it. Turn the page. Next year. No, everybody's back to no wins, no losses. This is it.
This is the worst. This is the worst.
You despise the next 6 weeks are tough for you.
6 weeks.
Although it's not even, well, I know. You got 190 days till something like that.
206,
I saw,
I think. Well, they said 206
till
for the NFL.
The first college football game. I know, this is a long haul for you.
This is
very, very long haul. See, I'll be all right.
You got the golf. I mean,
I got the
golf.
I got the hockey. I got other things.
I don't mind.
March will be all right. March will skip. And at the beginning of March, you've also got all the free agency in the NFL, which you'll get excited about.
Yeah, but it's not the same. Carver, games.
No,
the games.
Joe needs somebody hitting somebody else. That's what he really needs.
Just, how about Greenlaw, though? We didn't even bring that up. Like, Greenlaw, the guy. I mean, talk about
whatever.
I mean, that guy, I mean,
wouldn't have made a difference, Joe.
I'm just saying, for him, though, how he gets hurt, he's running out onto the field. The guy.
Well, that sucked. There's no doubt. That sucks, I mean, but guess what? He wouldn't, even if he was out there, Mahomes still would have
been. All you care about is chopped. Scrape him up and let's go.
Move along. Move along. One team made more plays than the other team. That's it.
That's what always happens, Carver.
That's how it goes.
Know, I love how everybody goes, oh, you were wrong. All right, it's a Super Bowl. All right, it was a 2-point spread. Game went into overtime. Yeah, we lost. But and you can't tell me that Mahomes wasn't on the ropes. You know, he just they just made plays. I nailed it.
That is what it is, Joe.
I had it. I had the CLV.
I'll tell you one thing.
All the gurus.
I get it's an AFC-NFC thing, but...
What?
How the Chiefs... I know that... And listen, I don't like looking at these odds for next year.
Well, Chiefs said
the day after they come out.
7-1.
But they should be a favorite. If you haven't figured it out by now, that guy's always in the mix, and he's always going to be the potential to win the whole thing, and that he should be the favorite at the start of every year. And I can't help you. And I saw somebody, they were trying to explain to me. He's like, no, you don't understand. The NFC's weak. Shut up. Mahomes is the best. The Chiefs should be the favorite. Especially if they won the last two Super Bowls. They should be the favorite to win next year's Super Bowl. Not anybody else. And the other reason why this is tricky, Joe, is I hate this stuff. There's so many things that are going to happen between now and May 1st. Between free agency and draft and all this stuff. These teams are going to look so different. That board that you got up there is based off of this past year, which is even more reason why the Chiefs should be favored. So, it's very... They even got the MVP up, too, which I think feel like they got earlier than usual this year. Day after.
Do they?
They do. That one they got right. They got Mahomes favored. They got that one right.
Yeah, I mean, these markets I don't jump into right now. There's not. I mean, so much can happen from now until then. I mean.
Yeah, you got to wait it out, huh?
No, I mean, I do like a couple of deep shots, like Green Bay and L.A. I like those, too.
Going back to Green Bay and L.A., huh? Going right back to the well.
I saw him out there. Going right back to the well. I like what they have. I like Green Bay. I do.
You don't want to go get your Aaron Rodgers 25-1 MVP ticket? You don't want to go get that?
Carver, come on with this guy. I'm so happy we didn't have to talk about him. Really. Pretty soon, though, we're going to have to talk about him, right? Everybody in Jet Nation
pretty
will want to start talking about Big Bad Aaron.
Big Bad Aaron.
Wasn't he out on the golf course or something like a week ago with your guy, Josh Allen?
They were at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, when you're playing in the Pro-Am, that means you're not playing in a big game. So not too well. Not too well at all. It was a big weekend for the golf, Joe, since you brought up the golf. What a weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Massive. Massive weekend out at the Waste
Management.
You
said Nicky the Dentist.
Nick the Dentist Taylor. Well, we got him first round leader at 90-1 on Thursday, which bled into Friday because the rain backed everything up. The weather backed it up for basically a day and a half.
Right.
And then he was in the mix on Sunday. And Scheffler was making a run, and that kind of knocked everyone's odds down a bit.
Right.
And we were able to grab him about early in the fourth round, the final round at 18-1.
Wow.
So we scooped him up. And we had Tagala from pre-tournament. So we had kind of all the – we had a little slice of kind of all the three out of the four main guys that were in it, everyone except Charlie Hoffman. Thank God Charlie didn't win.
Charlie Hoffman.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Boy. Charlie
what about my guy? What about, like, my guys? Harry English?
Harry English played well on Saturday and Sunday, but he was never really close enough to contend.
And this week we got the Skins playing?
What? No, Skins ain't playing this week.
We got the Skins? David
this is
Skins?
A short. There's only 70 golfers this week. This is Tigers tournament, the Genesis, out of the Riviera, L.A. Country Club.
I don't like these short, non-elevated events. You know how I get with these.
Out at Riviera.
Carver, this is so depressing now.
I'm going to take Tiger this week, $130, $150. You couldn't even... He could be 200 and I wouldn't take him.
I mean, he looks good. He passes the eye test. He looks like he's in shape.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
When he's dragging that leg around on Saturday in the third round, you tell me how he looks. Passes the eye test.
I'll give you a winner. You want a winner? I'll tell you somebody you should key on. You ready?
Here we go. Let's go. Who do you got for me?
right, hang on.
My first big week of the year with the golf. You're going to tell me now who's coming.
Yeah, I am. Why? I can't. I mean, I already got Nicky Dunlap. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I like this J.J. Spawn.
Oh, J.J. Spuds? 350-1?
Yeah.
Hey, Deep Bomb's been winning every week, so...
What about this Gary Woodland? Does he have a pulse?
Nah, Gary's. I'd leave Gary alone.
Gary's shot?
Well, Gary's coming off. He had brain surgery back in September, Joe.
Oh, dumb. I'm sorry.
And he came right back in. And he came. Well, to be fair, I mean, he's come back. He's played the last month or so.
Yeah, so we wish him the best then in that regard.
We do, but he hasn't been very sharp.
No sharp.
I'd stay away.
All right. So then there you go. I don't like these. I don't like where the field is condensed.
You don't like the short fields.
I like the big, thick fields that, you know, you get an opportunity to pick some deep shots in the rough, in the weeds.
Yeah, you don't have as many of those this week.
No.
And they got no Richie at 150-1, huh? Fowler's 150-1 this week.
Mm.
Yeah, I've got a few guys that I like. I think this is the week that... Somebody
out swinging
30-1 or under is going to win. I think all this right. is finally the week.
Okay.
Really strong field. Tigers tournament. I think you'll get a little. Get some of the big names that are going to get involved. So.
All right.
We got the golf now, baby. We're good to go.
Oh, boy.
Golf will get us through to football, Joe.
Hey, he'll you be know all right. what we didn't talk about? What did you think about Chip?
Yeah, you know. Bill O'Brien going to Boston College. Jeez.
I mean, everybody's all bells and whistles. A lot, you know, Blewett was jumping around.
Was he? He liked it. He was happy about it.
Oh, you had Helfrich was there. Oh, Mark Helfrich. Oh, it's great. Bill O'Brien. I see 7-5 best. I don't know. I don't want to tell them that.
Yeah. Well, look. I mean, when we saw the Chip reports about the NFL, we knew. Just like. Now for leaving to the Packers. Some of these guys don't want to deal with this garbage.
Half.
They just want to, whoever it was. You got me thinking of the other guy. They just want to coach football. That's it. They don't want to wine and dine. They don't want NIL. They don't want transfer portal. I mean, and nothing says it more than Chip Kelly leaving as the head coach of UCLA to go be the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. Nothing says that more, Joe.
Oh. That's incredible. You leave to go to a rival program in your conference. That's just crazy. The
and
head
be the OC.
Coach to become the OC at UCLA.
You've
got to be kidding me.
They don't want to deal with it.
He's 60 years old, though. So leave it to the young guys. Leave it to the young guys that know how to make TikToks and Instagram.
Well, you get Deshaun Foster out at UCLA now.
I love Deshaun Foster, number 26. Guy was a beast running the football. Let me tell you, he was wiry, lanky. He packed, let me tell you, he gave you a stiff arm. You're going down. Deshaun Foster was the man for the Bruins.
Did you know that they put win totals up today for college football?
No, they didn't. Did they really?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
This is way too early, Corver. I mean. Let me
they
see.
Got win totals ones. Up, Joe.
They got win totals up.
Get excited.
Oh, boy. Here we
it's
go.
It's around the corner, but he'll be here before you know it.
Georgia, 3-1. Texas, Oregon with Dylan Gabriel. LSU 15-1. Michigan.
Nah, but you gotta get the win totals in. Win totals.
Look at
that. Garvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Man, they love your this Joey McGuire next year, huh, Joe? 8.5 wins.
Joey's got a lot in the tank. Taj Brooks comes back. We got a lot in the cupboard.
That's an auto under right there for me.
Stop,
under eight
Carver.
And a half.
Don't you start.
Auto under.
Auto
start
under.
The year
you're,
off
you're
right.
Gutless.
You're first gutless. College football bet of the year. Under 8.5. Under what is it? Under 8.5. Texas Tech.
You're unbelievable. How about Mario Big Chest? 9.5. You want to talk about Mario Big Bed? Mario trying to get over the hump with 9.5? You want to talk about pressure? He doesn't get over that 9.5. He's chopped. I'll tell you that right now.
Their number's 9.5?
9.5. Sold. You want to sell it right now? Mario Big Chest?
Yeah, they're not winning 10 games.
He's good for at least 2 losses, at least.
All right, well, who do they even, like, why is that number so high? Have they watched him? I have it right here. I have it right here.
Dead.
I can't believe we're doing this already. This is what happens. It's the day after the Super Bowl, and now Joe's locked in on football already. Well, they open at Florida, huh?
Could be a loss.
That's a loss.
That's a win.
That's a
Napier
win.
Napier win. Loss. That's a win. Ham.
And they love scheduling that Florida A&M Rattlers team, right? They love playing them every year.
They're good for at least 1 win a year for them. How many wins have they accumulated over the last decade against Florida A&M? Probably 10,
got
right?
Ball State at home. So they're going to be Florida A&M and Ball State. That's who they're at USF. That's probably 3. Vatek at Cal, at Louisville, at Florida State, Duke at Georgia Tech, Wake at Syracuse.
They have no real. They got.
Well,
no
we need it. Well, 2-3 losses wins this for us.
It's
Florida State, Florida. They'll lose another one of these games, Joe. They're Miami.
How about Vatek on a Friday night?
It doesn't matter who it is. One of them, they will lose.
They got to go to California.
That'll be a 10-30 bailout blowout kick for
They'll
Joe.
They'll probably lose at Georgia Tech. They always lose to Georgia Tech.
They always lose these games. They're a 7-5 football team. You know it. 7-5. All right,
him.
I can't get too deep into this, Joe. I mean, it's still February.
All right, hero. Okay, all right.
I can't
you
get
know,
too
I'm
deep.
Back in, I'm back in the saddle one day. You and everybody else abusing me.
I'm not abusing you. I'm just saying I would love to sit here for the next, you know, few hours and go through all the win totals, but I just...
You want to go through March Madness? What do you want to do? You want to wet
We're
going to
do that. Well, I want to give you all the stuff for Tuesday night here because actually there is... You know what, since you did that, let me give you the college, because there's a lot of good college basketball games on Tuesday night. Let's see if we can get you in on some. Let's see what we got, Joe. Got some numbers here for you.
Come on, hero.
North Carolina -7.5 at Syracuse. They're in the dome against the Orange.
I sort of like
Laying 7.5. Oh, what do we got here, Joe? Potential. System play.
System play on a
Cincinnati -1.5 against number 10 Iowa State at home.
Nah, they're not going to beat them.
Oh, okay. They're not. You're saying they got no shot is what you're saying.
I'll say it right now on record. No shot.
Yeah, they got no shot. Dayton Lane 8.5 at home against Duquesne. Virginia Lane 5.5 at home against Pitt. St. John's getting 1.5 at Providence.
I sort of like that. I like the Johnnies. What do you think about that?
Maybe. I can't play it, so. Illinois -15.5 at home against Michigan. Michigan stinks, man.
When is Juwan Howard going to feel the heat?
I'm not sure. Did you like Florida pasting Auburn over the weekend? Did you see that one?
Yeah.
They destroyed Auburn in that game.
Huh?
Now they're, Florida. Yeah. Laying 9.5 at home against LSU. Coming off destroying Auburn.
Auburn. Bruce Pearl. Getting ready for the playoff run, Bruce.
Creighton Lane 17.5 at home against Georgetown.
You want to take the Hoyas?
Not particularly.
Not at all?
Not particularly.
All right.
I don't want to take them. I wanted to see this one, Joe. One second here. Did you know that Kentucky has lost? Let me get this right. One, two, three. They've lost three in a row at home.
For the first time ever, right?
It's not ever, but it's been a very, very long time. And they have Ole Miss coming in. They're laying 8.5.
I want to take the. They might not win. They might not lose, but they might not. Meaning, they might win, but they might not cover. I can't take Ole Miss in that spot. Ole Miss is a little gutty. I had Ole Miss cover by a half against South Carolina in Vegas. That was my one winning bet, catching 3.5.
That was the only winning basketball bet you had the whole week out there?
I didn't play all that much, though, Carver. The 3 hours screws me up big time out there. Can never get my body. I'm a creature of habit. The body clock is always off.
Your body clock didn't have a problem when you bellied up for those meatballs on Saturday night or Friday night, whenever that was.
Oh, you have a problem with that, obviously.
No, I'm just saying you didn't have a problem with the body clock then when you made your way down the strip.
12 meatballs and the best chicken piccata I've ever had at Buddy V's. Let me just say that.
Saw all the pictures.
Don't be hating. I interviewed Cake Boss. Great guy.
So then you went down and saw him after?
He took care of me. And let me tell you, great.
Wow, look at that. Took care of you.
Didn't have to do that, but the chicken piccata was off the hook. Off the hook.
That's a nice job by him.
Meatballs were the best. The best.
You got a little red with it, too? Did you get a little red?
I did. I had some red wine. A little Cabernet.
Good.
It was the only night I could relax. I didn't have to be on air the next day.
I know. Baylor -6.5 against Oklahoma. They're at home, Baylor.
I sort of like Oklahoma there.
Yeah, I don't.
No?
Nah. Baylor off a loss to Kansas. They're going to take it out on Oklahoma.
Carver.
BYU's laying 11.5 at home to UCF. Wisconsin laying 9.5 at home to Ohio State. You love betting that Badger team. That's another one of your teams.
No, I don't
like
Wisconsin.
Nice job by them losing to Rutgers on Saturday.
They're jobless. I don't understand how they were a top 25 team. Can you explain that to me?
Wisconsin? They still are.
Yeah, I know, but they lose big games. They don't step up.
Well, there you go. That's your night.
That's it. You said it.
Well, there's a few other games. Actually, the late night Mountain West games are pretty good. Got Colorado State and San Diego State.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got what was the other one? They just wiped them all away from me, Joe, as I was looking at them. Believe it or not.
Really? Then maybe they're on to you.
Like wipe the board away. What happened
here? Carver's got it. Locked
just took all the games down. What's going on here?
They're reassessing. They're recalibrating.
Bring the games back. All right. Well, while they try to figure all that out, NBA Tuesday night, OKC is at Orlando.
Okay.
Thunder are 2.5-point favorites on the road. 2-27 is the total there. The Celtics are 8.5-point favorites in Brooklyn against the Nets.
Okay.
230 total. The Bucks will have a back-to-back after demolishing the Nuggets. They're laying 7 at home against the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
228. Suns -4.5 at home against Sacramento. Bunch of late-night games. Minnesota's in Portland against the Blazers. The Pistons, who have been out west what seems like for about 2 weeks, are in Los Angeles against the Lakers. Lakers -12. For you, Joe.
Want to jump on the Lakers?
I don't know. Like, Detroit.
Detroit's terrible.
Yeah, but that they've been okay on this trip. Hold on here, Joe. And the Lakers covering, like, you know, the Pistons covered in L.A. against the Clippers on Saturday. They won outright in Portland. They won outright in Sacramento. I mean, They were getting heavy lumber against the Clippers the other night. Oh, it was 16.5 on Saturday.
Mm.
And they lost by 6. I lean to the Pistons.
You seem scared to take it.
If I was playing anything, it would be the Pistons.
Okay, I could see that.
It's either the take the 12.5 or nothing for me.
Take the 12.5 or nothing.
I like Phoenix, too, -4.5 against Sacramento.
I like the over in that game.
243.5. Big total of the night. Big total of the board.
What do you think? You like it?
Like, I mean, I listen, anytime the Kings are out there, there's a chance it goes over.
You love betting against the Kings. You love it.
Not against. There's plenty of times.
You like overs. You like overs with the Kings.
The Kings are tough. I like playing some of their guys for threes, but I get, you know, it's again, you got it's like you got to throw the right dart. You know, one night Murray hits a ton, one night Barnes hits a ton, one night it's Herder. You want to it's hard to pick the right night for each King guy. They never all it's always one guy who explodes more than the rest. But they usually have one guy that hits four plus
threes
a night.
DeAndre Fox. Do you want to do DeAndre Fox?
Go for the big stars. Take you know, your beer chalk guy. Take Fox and Durant. Put them together. You love Durant.
No, I mean, Durant is like, I just fixate on his number every night, and I get sucked into these games. Watch, I'll bet Durant that it'll be Bradley Beal that'll pour in 35. The Beal. The BB, Bradley Beal. Sounded
as
like
far
the
as
guy
the...
that used to movie trailers. Bradley Beal. Is that guy still alive? Remember the guy that used to make the iconic trailers?
The big movie trailer guy.
Right. The big movie, right. Live on... movie trailer. Guy made a fortune. Guy made a fortune.
He did make a fortune. He's a big movie. Big
that
movie
guy
voice
had
guy.
19 loaves under each arm, just like you.
Not like
Not
me.
In a bad
no,
way.
No. I have to trust me. I don't think I have one loaf under my arm.
Mm. No. After
maybe a couple. Maybe a couple after.
After
Nikki
hitting
Taylor.
The dentist.
Nikki Taylor, help me out. Big week for the golf. This is I also the one thing about football being over is obviously I've been in on the golf joke, but now I really get to zero in.
All right.
Really zero in with football over. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. All right, Joe. There is a lot of hockey on Tuesday night. A lot of hockey. Bruins favored at home against the Lightning. The Ducks are in Montreal. Ottawa almost a -200 favorite against Columbus at home. Colorado -172 in D.C. Kings are in Buffalo against the Sabres as a road favorite. The Blues are in Toronto against the Leafs. Islanders are at the horse track home against the Kraken. -150. Stars and Carolina, really good game. Stars -128. Devils are in Nashville. Canucks are in Chicago, laying a fat number. And Detroit is in Edmonton. Also another fat number, -220 at home for the Oilers, Joe. So lots of hockey there.
I can't wait.
Wow.
Can't wait. Love it, baby.
Joe, great job as always. Great job by the great Matthias Berbel. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you then.